Sandra Aikior is their main scorer, with averaging 21 points a game. But other than that, there's really not another go-to scorer. So defensively, the Penguins got to lock down, stick to their man or to their other player that they're defending, and I think they'll be fine and end this 15-game win streak of California Baptist.
Well, you know, you mentioned Sandra Aikior, and on January 7th, in this building, they played Academy of Art and almost put up 100 points. She had 96, and Aikior set a women's record of 43, and she had a great game. And then she came out against Hawaii Pacific, who is the number two team in the conference last time they were in this building. I was here, and I'm sure you were listening from your home in Southern California.
Most definitely.
And Hawaii Pacific watched, seems like, a ton of tape that shows that the Penguins like to run everything through Aikior on the offensive side. She ended the game with 7 points when she was disqualified with her fifth foul with 9 minutes left in the game.
Yeah. Each team in the conference, or I should say in the nation, knows that the Penguins love to give it to Aikior in the post. She is the best player on this team, best scorer on this team. So what the Penguins have to do is find that other scorer. Maybe use Aikior as a decoy, a distraction, and maybe get like a Taylor Deneau going or Natalie Diaz going if she's playing tonight. But Taylor Deneau, Carly Holbolt, like get those players going, because you can't just give Sandra the ball all the time. Teams are going to lock in on that, key on that, and then like they showed against Pacific, they weren't able to do anything, and she ended up with 7 points.
Yeah, I like the fact that you bring in other scorers for the Penguins. And as you bring in those other scorers, I'm going to bring in Brandon Cadiz to let us know, besides Aikior, how can the Penguins get going on offense tonight?
Yeah, as Joe mentioned, in the HPU game, Sandra Aikior was triple-teamed, and that resulted in her not scoring. Coming off a win at Academy of Art, Taylor Deneau had a double-double, 19 points, 11 rebounds, adding some 4 assists there. Of course, Aikior got another double-double. Natalie Diaz, her first career double-double with 20 points and 11 rebounds. Furthermore, Elena Scott had a career-high 13 points, 4 of those coming by the way of the three-pointer. And it's important for the Penguins to get scoring early, as the Lancers started off a 27-8 run in their last game, also against Academy of Art. So it's going to be important to spread the love here. That's the theme tonight.
Both teams coming off a win against Academy of Art, and they're set to match up here as we are approaching a minute to go until this one tips off. And both teams on the floor looking to go back to their respective benches. We're getting our handshakes here on Media Row from our referees. Mark Carlson's coming up in a little bit with your introduction. I'm ready to get this game underway. I mean, I'm excited taking on the number one team in the conference, not only the number 10 team in the country. And the Penguins have done it. The Penguins have upset a ton of teams this year. And as we're getting underway, I'd like to hand it over to our overhead announcer, Mark Carlson.
Center on the beautiful campus of Dominican University. Tonight, for your entertainment pleasure, we present a PacWest Conference women's basketball matchup featuring the California Baptist Lancers and your Dominican University Penguins. Welcome also to our alumni, as tonight is alumni night here at Dominican. Welcome back. The PacWest Conference promotes good sportsmanship by student athletes, coaches, and spectators, and request your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner. Profanity, racial or sexist comments, or other intimidating actions directed at officials, student athletes, coaches, or team representatives will not be tolerated and are grounds for removal from the site of competition. Also, consumption or possession of alcoholic beverages and tobacco products is strictly prohibited. Any spectators in another court at any time will be removed from the site of competition. Tonight's officials are Katie Bosenmayer, John Peterson, and Mike Lurch. At this time, we ask you to please rise and kindly remove your caps. In honor of America and the brave men and women who serve our great nation at home and around the world, we present this rendition of our national anthem. And now let's meet the starting lineups. First, for the Lancers from California Baptist University, as announced by head coach Jared Olson. At one guard, at number 3, Camille Diaz. The other guard is 11, Emma Marigioli. At one forward, number 2, Cassidy Mahalko. The other forward, number 20, Courtney Nelson. And the lady in the middle, number 22, Tori Mitchell.
You gotta run that by me.
Sister Mary?
Yeah.
Oh,
awesome.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is the starting lineup for your Dominican University Penguins. As announced by head coach Tim Lacoste, his assistant, Finique Allen, and the lady who keeps it all together, Bailey Opperman. At one guard, she's a senior from Vancouver, Washington. Number 1, Carly Holbrook. The other guard, also a senior from Loomis, California, number 21, Taylor Dunneau. At one forward, a sophomore from Rockland, California, number 4, Alana Scott. The other forward, a sophomore from Soquel, California, number 24, Natalie Diaz. And the lady in the middle, a junior from Valencia, California, number 14, Sandra Ikiora.
All right, thank you, Mark Carlson. We're just about to get underway here, 10 minutes overhead. This is going to be a great competition night. Penguins in the building. Look at that. We have our penguin over there in the corner rocking a Dominican jersey. I like it. Just a reminder, your starters for tonight's game, Cassie Mahalko, Camille Diaz, Emma Marigioli, Tori Mitchell, and Courtney Nelson for the Cal Baptist Lancers. And for your Dominican Penguins on the floor right now, Alana Scott, Natalie Diaz, Sandra Ikiora, Taylor Deneau, and Carly Holbrook. You see Alana Scott and Holbrook getting the start tonight, Joe.
Yeah. Coach, the Penguins wanted to switch it up in the lineup, maybe add 2 new faces to the starting lineup against this 10-ranked, nationally 10-ranked Cal Baptist team.
Yeah, putting the scores on the floor from last game as Alana Scott and Carly Hobo gets the nod, and Ikiora will win the tip for the Penguins, but we're going to re-tip. So it'll be a re-tip, Ikiora tipping off against Tori Mitchell. Ikiora won the first one right back, straight back to Carly Hobo, but officials blow it dead, and they'll re-tip, and looks like Ikiora won that one also. So Ikiora wins the tip. Carly Holbrook coming across the logo here at the Conlin Center. They're attacking the southern hoop here. Taylor Deneau tries to drive in right side, and she'll decide to back it out. So Penguins moving the ball around the floor good here as they get it in low to Ikiora, and she walked with it. So early turnover for the Penguins. And that's not going to be how you're going to beat the number 10 nationally ranked team.
I think Ikiora was surprised she wasn't double-teamed on the first play as she touched the ball.
You know, we did see that a lot last time against HPU, but bringing it up the court. For the Lancers is Cassie Mahalko, and she gets it stripped away by Ikiora, who decides to go the other way with it. Ikiora picks up her dribble in the backcourt. She almost walked with it again, Joe.
Yeah, scary.
Back-to-back possessions. That'll infuriate Coach Tim Lacoste. As Ikiora goes up off the glass, down low, no good. Rebound for the Lancers will be Mitchell. Going the other way with it is going to be Diaz. Hard up, and it'll be she will be fouled on the shot from the lane. She drove right by Natalie Diaz, it looked like, and it'll be Taylor Deneau who shoved her to the hardwood.
Defensively, the Penguins got to pick somebody up, got to pick up the ball handler. They just let her go, and she went straight to the basket, and now she's going to shoot free throws. 2 free throws for Camille Diaz.
Yep, Diaz will go to the line. Stretching her leg out. She may have injured something, but shaking it off the top of the key.
She took a hard fall.
Yeah, we heard her hit the deck with our headset on, and I have mine turned up pretty loud. I don't know about you, but
yeah.
First one's good from Diaz. So that'll be Taylor Deneau's first personal, first team foul of the game for the Penguins. Clock is stopped at 9:12. Haven't even played a minute yet. First foul of the game. Hopefully this game isn't plagued by fouls throughout. as Diaz will walk away from the line with a pair. So Lancers with the early 2-0 lead over your Penguins here in the Conlin Center. Reminder, if you just tuned in, the Lancers are the number 10 nationally ranked women's team for Division II women's basketball, bringing it up the court quickly in front of the Penguin benches, Camille Diaz. Alana Scott, she's absolutely plastered to her. She couldn't even see who she was passing to as she got it down low to Tori Mitchell up off the glass for the Lancers. Lancers lead 4-0 here. Clock ticks under 9 minutes. Taylor Deneau, great between the legs move as she goes down low. Sandra Ikiora working on Mitchell. She goes up off the glass and will draw the foul. So Ikiora, I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of that tonight from Ikiora if she's going to get that one-on-one matchup with Mitchell.
Three out of the four first Penguins possessions have gone to Ikiora in the post. So she's going to be obviously a main focus for the Penguins.
As Ikiora knocks her first one down, and we've seen throughout the season that that's an area of her game, and we mentioned over and over again that she's really worked on as she'll walk away from the line, one of two, rebound Mitchell for the Lancers. Hucking it up the court to Diaz. That was Courtney Nelson throwing it three-quarters court on a dime to Camille Diaz, who was down low as she backs it out to the right side. Mitchell thought about a three, but instead she'll dump it in, and a three ball will be launched on the way and good from Cassidy Mahalo.
Fast start for California Baptist, and this is not looking good for the Penguin.
Yeah, 2 minutes into the ball game, Lancers lead 7-1 as Taylor Deneau goes up off the glass and over a couple of Lancer defenders. So Taylor Deneau looking to get the Penguins rolling here as they now trail by four. Clock rolls under eight in the first quarter. Diaz, three ball on the way from 22 feet, and she'll knock it down. So Camille Diaz being the distributor and the woman scoring the points here for the Lancers early in this ball game. Natalie Diaz will drive through the lane, spin move, up off the rim, no good. She spun around Courtney Nelson, up off the rim, got it stuffed. Taylor Deneau with the rebound, and then Natalie Diaz with the off-ball foul. That'll be her first personal second team. Penguins implementing a full-court pressure here. Alana Scott, Taylor Deneau, and Carly Holbrook in the backcourt trying to get some momentum here as the Lancers lead 10-3 early. And as you mentioned, Joe, this is going to be a game that the Penguins are going to have to climb back into, you know, as soon as they possibly can to have a chance at this California Baptist team, who's won 15 in a row, by the way, 15 straight. They're undefeated 9-0 in conference as Sandra Ikiora rips it away, going 3-on-2 down the other way. Her pass to Alana Scott picked off by Diaz, and she'll bring it back the other way, going from our left to right. Three ball on the way off the front of the rim from Mihalko, rebound Ikiora. So this Cal Baptist team not afraid to shoot from beyond the arc here, way beyond the arc as Ikiora goes high up off the glass. Too much, no good. She's lucky she got a part of the glass, how hard she threw that one up. And all the way on the other end will be Mihalko from the left block. Easy 2-foot bucket, Lancers lead 12-3, and Coach Tim Lacoste wants a timeout, and I don't blame him.
Yeah, I'm not like what I'm seeing either. 12-3 early in this game. And Dominican, they're getting good offensive looks, but I think they should be a little more patient. Run the clock. There's no rush. They're shooting in the first 15 seconds of the shot clock. And defensively, just mind lapses. They're not really paying attention to who has who on this last bucket. The California Baptist player was just under the basket all by themselves. No one picked her up.
Hey, you mentioned using the shot clock. I mean, you know, it's almost better to find the best shot, not the first shot. The first shot's not always going to be the best one. And I know Stuart Horn is listening, and I know he agrees. He loves using the shot clock in the first half because you're going to run yourself right out of a ball game if you're just taking every shot that you can. And for the first time in the ball game, Brandon Cadiz, I mean, Penguins trail by 9 here early, 6:52 to go in the first period. What do they have to do to get going?
Penguins trail by 9, as you mentioned, and they're going with that full-court press to try to cut into the lead, but you can't rely on that. Similar to the game against HPU, they're down early, and they always have trouble coming back, and they need to get those scorers involved, the ones that have scored and done well in the last game against Academy of Art, which was Diaz and Scott. They need to help Ikiora, and as you mentioned, they can't take the first shot because it's not always the best.
Yeah, and you were talking about their full-court press. It has worked for the Penguins in the past, especially when we see Alexis Price and Jade Castro in there. They use their 5-foot stature to their advantage to sneak the ball and steal it away from the opposing players. But conversely to that, Cal Baptist is hucking it three-quarters court, you know, to the open player on the other end as Ikeora goes high up off the glass, and she gets her first bucket from the floor of the game. Great find by Alana Scott down low to find an open Ikeora, bringing it the other way for the Lancers as Diaz. Diaz gets a screen top of the key, and she'll dump it off inside to Tori Mitchell, who goes pump fake. She pump faked, got Ikeora to jump, and she jumped herself as on the pump fake she came down. She went up and down with it, resulting in a travel. Penguins get the ball, and that's the kind of stuff that you're going to have to force if you're the Penguins. You're going to have to force them to travel, force the unforced errors, if you will, to try and get yourself back in this game. You can't throw away possessions. You know, turnovers are going to be key in this game to it stay in it, you know. As the Penguins get it down low to Ikeora, she goes up off the glass, and she gets it to go. So Sandra Ikeora up over two Lancer defenders as Olivia Weber checked in place of Tori Mitchell. That shot by the Lancers was no good. Rebound Deneau. She comes back the other way with it. Deneau working on the right side. She'll go spin move in the lane. Deneau has nowhere to go with it. She'll hook it off the glass. No good. Sandra Ikeora tried to get the rebound. She went over the back of a couple of Lancer defenders on the rebound attempt, and she'll pick up her first personal third-team foul of the ballgame.
Another example there of taking the first shot. They need to use that shot clock more, as it worked the last possession with Ikeora scoring. Deneau needs to kick that ball out.
Couldn't agree with you more. Deneau thought she had something going inside. She really didn't. She was plastered by two defenders and just hooked up a rogue shot off the glass, and it was kind of a wasted possession. As speaking of wasted possession, Cal Baptist turns it over on the other side as it was ripped away. Taylor Deneau bringing it the other way. They get it down low to Ikeora. Ikeora working on Weber, and she goes up off the glass, and Sandra Ikeora has put the Penguins back in this ballgame. Penguins have gone on, what is it, a 6-0 run here. Penguins have cut the lead to 3. Lancers lead 12-9. Clock approaching 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Alana Scott playing great defense on the baseline. Alana Scott just gets better and better every game, it seems like, as she forced a rogue shot by Aaron Asher up off the glass. Taylor Deneau rips it off the board for her. Another rebound for her in this ball game. Natalie Diaz driving baseline. She'll kick it inside to Sandra Ikeora, who lost the handle. She'll fall in it. Now we have a scrum on the floor. A Lancer player came up with it, but it'll be a jump ball call. And that'll result in Cal Baptist basketball going the other way. So bringing it up for Cal Baptist is Asher. She chucks it all the way across court. And that shot went up by Mihalko, and she got fouled.
Yeah, the Penguins need to get back on defense quicker. As you mentioned, this is probably the third time in the game where they've chucked it up the court. And they really need to get back into their position and set that defensive tempo early.
And Cal Baptist really practicing their baseball passes on off days, it seems like. They've been throwing it across the whole court here. First one is good by Mihalko. That foul, by the way, was on Taylor Deneau, her second personal fourth team foul.
Second foul on Deneau, and that's going to be crucial for Dominican, as she is one of their best primary defenders.
Deneau brings so much energy to the club. It's like having that one person that brings all the fire for your team, and Deneau can definitely have enough fire for every woman on the court as Ikeora is working down low. She goes up off the glass with the left hand, and she gets it to go. So Sandra Ikeora is getting on a little bit of a run here for the Penguins. She has 9 of the Penguins' 11 points in the first period here. Going down the lane was Asher, and she'll dump it off to the baseline. Lexi Ram looking for somebody to open up. Who was that? Top of the key. That's Weber. Three ball on the way. No good. Rebound Mihalko. She'll put it back up off the glass. No good. Taylor Deneau rips it off the board, and she'll bring it back to the lane for your Penguins. Deneau going crossover in the paint. She'll kick it out to Alana Scott looking for somebody to open. She'll find Ikeora on the right block. Ikeora just a little too hard off the glass as a shot couldn't fall. Asher with the rebound. Going the other way with it was Mihalko. And Alana Scott just shoved it back in her face on the shot attempt. And it went out of bounds off of Mihalko. And Penguins will get the ball as for her first minutes of the night, Alexis Price comes in place of Taylor Deneau. And do you like this replacement by Coach Tim Lacoste?
Yeah, Deneau looked a little winded out there. She's played the first 7 minutes, 6 minutes of this game, so she needs a break. Also, she has two fouls. So Alexis Price, she brings the same intensity on the defense side, and
as she knocks down a three ball. So I mean, I guess she answered my question right as you did. Alexis Price knocking down the shot from long range, an offensive foul on Camille Diaz. Penguins right back in this ball game as we're knotted up at 14. But as you were saying, Alexis Price, such a big contributor to this team, especially we've seen on the defensive side of the ball. Numerous weeks she's been named PacWest Conference Defensive Player of the Week, and I expect to see some of that tonight in the backcourt. She's really good in the backcourt when Coach Tim Lacoste implements that full court pressure. Alana Scott dump it, download to Natalie Diaz. She tried to spin it off the glass. No, she'll get her own rebound and throw it off the glass. She got shoved. Joe, I don't know if I'm the only one that saw that, but on Diaz's second chance shot there, it looked like she got shoved, but no whistles. Anyway, it'll result in a Lancer ball all the way down court, up off the glass, and good is Courtney Nelson. So, again, we see the pass all the way down the court. Penguins have impressed me here in the last couple of minutes, bringing themselves. They were down 12-3 at one point. Lancers lead 16-14 as Carly Hobo clutched a three just short. Natalie Diaz with the rebound up off the glass. She'll tie it at 16. So this went from a game where the Penguins were down almost double digits to it's a tie ball game. It's anybody's game here in the first quarter. Left corner, three ball thought about, no. Instead, she'll drive inside was Lexi Ram, and she'll dump it off top of the key to Camille Diaz. Kick out, three ball on the way, no good, just a little deep from Asher. Rebound, Carly Hobo going the other way. Penguins have a two-on-one going down. Carly Hobo, little floater in the paint. Rebound, Alana Scott, as it was no good. Alana Scott puts it back, and the Penguins have the first lead of the ball game.
Yeah, Alana Scott coming off a career-high 13 points, and, you know, she's trying to do what she did in the last game, and early buckets right there.
As she's making herself known on defense, that pass was intended for Camille Diaz. Alana Scott dove in front of it. She did foul Camille Diaz, but you could like to see that effort from Alana Scott here, trying to dive and tip the ball away.
Oh, yeah. Like Brandon said, she's coming off her career high, so she's playing with a lot of confidence right now. You can see it on both sides, defensively and offensively. So if she keeps it up, the Dominicans got a great chance to win this game.
Yeah, as that foul on Scott will put Diaz at the line for her. For the Lancers. That's Scott's first personal fifth team foul for the Penguins here in the first quarter. Diaz's first shot is good. Entering for your Penguins for her first minutes of the night, Ashley Sorensen in place of Sandra Ikior. And I like this. I like this substitution because Sandra Ikior is the tallest player on both rosters.
Exactly.
Second shot on the way. Rattles in and out, thankfully, for the Penguins, as that'll keep their one-point lead intact. Clock rolling. Approaching 2 minutes. Alexis Price kicks it out to Alana Scott. Three ball. Knocks it down. Alana Scott is good from three. So Alana Scott is really heated up here at the end of the first quarter. As you said, Brandon, Alana Scott played very well in their last game from beyond the arc. Up off the glass. And it was Camille Diaz as she was fouled. And as you were saying.
Yeah, Alana Scott made 4 3-pointers in that game. You can probably put her there next to Carly Holbrook, the three-point specialist. Holbrook had 5 the last, and Scott had 4, and she's showing up today.
The Penguins are going to need that from beyond the arc, as that foul was on Ashley Sorensen, her first personal fifth-team foul for the Penguins. Diaz's second free throw on the way after she knocked down the first will be good, so she'll walk away from the line with another pair. Alexis Price bringing it up across the insignia here in the Conlin Center for your Penguins. She'll drive them to the right. No, she'll dump it up to Carly Hoboke, who thought about a three, but instead will pass it back to Alexis Price, who tried to go in amongst the trees and just got it swatted right back in her face by Olivia Weber. But Ashley Sorensen will get the rebound off to Carly Hoboke with the mid-range jumper. Carly Hoboke hits it. So Penguins lead by 4. 1:25 to go here in the first quarter. Driving the baseline will be Erin Asher, and she'll kick it to the corner. Three ball on the way, no good by Courtney Nelson. Rebound, Alexis Price. Alexis Price is the shortest player on the court, and she got a rebound over Ashley Sorensen, her own teammate at 6'2". Price driving right side instead will dump it off to Natalie Diaz, who goes in over a couple of Lancer defenders. Got to cut a little bit of the body there of Olivia Weber as there's a scrum on the floor and a jump ball will be called.
A surprise no call there by the referee. It looked like Diaz got, like, hacked while going to the basket.
It really did. Returning for your Penguins, Taylor Deneau and Sandra Ikiora in place of Ashley Sorensen and Natalie Diaz. So approaching a minute to go here in the first quarter. Your Penguins lead by 4, 23-19. The first couple of minutes of this game, you're going, gosh, Penguins are trailing by 9 against the 10th ranked team in the country. And now, you know, the Penguins are sitting not pretty, but this is where they want to be, up by 4. The number one team in the conference, 10th ranked team in the country. 3 ball in the way, Alexis Price. That is short. Taylor Deneau tried to save it. Instead, it'll be saved to Camille Diaz, bringing it up the other way for the Lancers. Diaz thought about a 3. No, she'll dump it off to Mihalko in the corner in front of the Penguin bench, who did launch a 3 from deep in the corner. No good. Taylor Deneau with the rebound going the other way. 15-second differential between the game clock and the shot clock. As the Penguins turn it over there on a Deneau missed shot. 3 ball in the way from Mara Gioli. No good. Ikeor with the rebound. No shot clock now as there's 26 seconds left on the clock. We'll see if the Penguins try to milk it here and get the last shot of the quarter. Alexis Price holds it at the top of the key, moving it around the perimeter. She went dumped it into Alexis Price. Alana Scott did at that. And Price fell over with it and got it back out to the top of the key. And Sandra Ikeor drives inside, and she gets a 2 ball to fall over Tori Mitchell. As the buzzer goes off, long 3 from right in front of us here in our Opulent broadcast booth on Media Row by Camille Diaz was way off the mark. Your Penguins lead by 6, 25-19 at the end of the first quarter. Definitely not what we thought we were going to see. I'd like to remind you that you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, NC2A Women's Division II basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. Penguins lead by 6. Great first quarter, if you have to ask me, by the Penguins.
Yeah, beautiful first quarter, actually. This is where you want to be. Perfect position. Up 25-19 against the number one team in the conference, who are undefeated on a 15-game winning streak. Thinks that they could be anyone in the world right now. So, way to bring them back down to earth. Have the lead, actually, especially coming back from down 12-3 early in the game. But the thing is, the Penguins got to keep this going, keep this momentum on their side, because one slip up and California Baptist will step on the gas pedal and just leave the Penguins behind. So the Penguins got to keep this momentum going and keep it on their side.
Yeah, and let me mention a tone setter. When Alexis Price came in, it was almost as if she set the tone for the game. She played tremendous defense. She plays heart over height. And she reminds me a lot of an NBA player like Nate Robinson. She's really setting the tempo, getting in on the inside, and she's making the most out of her playing time. And it was hard for Tim Lacoste to pull her out because she's playing such a great game.
Yeah, absolutely right. Come in. At the end of that first quarter, leading scorer for your Penguins, Sandra Ikeor, she's got 11, 3 rebounds, leading scorer for the Lancers. Is Camille Diaz. She has 8. She's 5-for-6 from the line and 1-for-2 from beyond the arc, 1-for-2 from indoors. So she will headline the stat line for the Lancers at the end of the first quarter. She brings it up top of the key and she'll dump it inside to Tori Mitchell, who went up off the glass, rejected by Ikeor. Up off the glass again after she got her own rebound. Whistles everywhere, and it'll be a foul on Taylor Deneau. Coach Tim Lacoste right in front of us here, as most you could probably hear, very, very unhappy. And that'll send Tori Mitchell to the line as Taylor Deneau picked up her 3rd personal. Lancers now in bonus as Tori Mitchell toes the line with the right foot. Shot on the way off the front of the rim, rolls around, no good.
Ball doesn't lie.
It, you know what? Couldn't have said it better.
Yeah.
I love that one. I really do. Her 2nd free throw, also no good. See, our own Joe Gutierrez, he's always right. Yeah. Superstition works sometimes, yeah. Not all the time. Top of the key, Alexis Price. She'll kick it over to Alana Scott, left wing. Thought about a 3 ball, but instead she'll back it out. She'll go inside to Taylor Deneau. Almost lost the handle, almost ripped away, but she'll keep it. Falling to her backside, onto the floor, she'll kick it out 6 to shoot. Ikeor will drive right lane. Ikeor go up off the glass and good. Sandra Ikeor with a beautiful play. Great job by Ikeor. On the inbound, Diaz walked with it. She pulled her own. She did her own Russell Westbrook right there on the inbound pass. Sorry to all you Oklahoma City fans, but she did do her very best Russell Westbrook impression.
When Diaz got the ball, she turned around and she didn't see Alexis Price. He was just standing right in front of her, so she's like, "Oh, she racked it too late and walked with the ball."
Inbound for your Penguins underneath the hoop. It goes into Ikiora. She's working on Mitchell. She'll kick it out to Natalie Diaz, who thought about a three, but instead she'll go inside to Ikiora, and it'll be whistles everywhere as a foul will be called on the Lancers' Tori Mitchell.
They really do not have an answer for Ikiora right now. She's just dominating like she always does.
That'll be Mitchell's second personal first team foul, and on the inbound again, back-to-back fouls on Mitchell guarding Ikiora. Coming in her place now for the Lancers will be Olivia Weber. See if she can do any better on Ikiora. They're going to have to put the whole team on Ikiora down in the paint to stop her as the inbound does go to Ikiora. She'll kick it out. Natalie Diaz on the right side. So Ikiora working in the middle again. They're still playing a man-to-man defense. Surprised Lancers haven't gotten to some sort of a zone here to try to contain Ikiora. She goes up off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. She'll go up again. She was bumped, but she gets it to fall anyway. No whistles. They didn't want to call three in a row for Ikiora in the paint.
Yeah, it's surprising that a number one team like this hasn't adjusted yet. HPU double team and triple team, then it worked for Ikiora, and it's going to be interesting to see if the Lancers are going to start doing that.
You're absolutely right, as that three ball is good by Cassidy Mihalko. So we've seen that so many times, and I am really surprised, like you said, that they haven't adjusted, and that's what you do when something's not going your way. You have to make adjustments, and the Lancers just haven't here as Ikiora goes up off the glass again, and she gets bodied. She's looking for a whistle, throws her hands in the air, looking all around as if to say, hey, I caught a lot of body there on that attempt from 2 feet. As that attempt from 2 feet by Courtney Nelson goes, Penguins lead by 7, 29-22, approaching 8 minutes, and we're rolling here. Carly Hoback on the left wing. She'll dump it off Natalie Diaz. Alana Scott wants to drive baseline. Instead, she'll kick it out to Carly Hoback, the 3-point specialist for your Penguins, one of the best 3-point shooters in Penguin history. Natalie Diaz, 3-ball on the way, she'll unload it, and she'll knock it down. Natalie Diaz. So far, we talked about Ikiora getting off to a hot start and how she's the Penguins' main source on offense, and everybody that Brandon Cadiz has mentioned that the Penguins have to get rolling tonight have gotten rolling tonight. Deneau, Diaz, Scott, everybody. Everybody's contributing here as that shot was deflected and rejected back into the face of Mihalko, but it'll be a foul on Alana Scott. So it looked like Alana Scott got called for the blocking foul, so it must have occurred before the shot attempt, you'd have to assume.
I didn't see anything. It was a horrible call.
I wasn't looking.
It was pretty bad.
Her first free throw is on the way.
It's great to see the players in the last game that I mentioned having scored a great amount of points here. Natalie Diaz is coming off her first career double-double, and that early three-pointer by her is just continuing her hot start.
Yeah, as Mihalko will walk away from the line with a pair. And you're right. Everybody's contributing here for the Penguins. They're not relying on Ikiora. We saw that a lot in the game against HPU as Alana Scott has it top of the key. They relied on Ikiora, and when she was getting double and triple team, as you mentioned, as that ball is picked off by Mihalko going the other way past the Diaz. Mihalko will drive the lane. She'll kick it out. 3-ball on the way from Courtney Nelson. A little too deep. Rebound Natalie Diaz. So as you mentioned, spreading the love. They really were relying on Ikiora in that HPU game, and they really couldn't because HPU did make adjustments as Ikiora goes up off the glass. She's getting hacked, but she gets her own rebound, goes up again, gets shoved, no call. Rebound Lancers going the other way. Mara Gioli goes down low to Olivia Weber up off the glass, and she gets the bucket to go high up off the glass for the Lancers, so they've cut it to a 4-point ball game here. Coach Tim LaCoste with his hands in the air going, what else would you like Ikiora to do in the paint while she's getting mauled by two Lancer defenders as she goes back to work in the paint, but instead kicks it out. 3-ball on the way, Alexis Price. She'll knock it down. Alexis Price had a wide open 3-point attempt, and that's what we were talking about earlier, not taking the first shot. Ikiora could have worked a spin move in the paint. 3-ball on the way by Diaz, and she'll knock down a three of her own. Ikiora not being selfish and trying to go up off the paint, up off the glass on her own, instead kicks it to Alana Scott on the previous possession. Alana Scott then pump fakes, gets the defender from Alexis Price to come off her, finds an open Alexis Price. Great ball movement by the Penguins to open up their own shooters as Alexis Price thought about a 3-ball again. Instead, 13 on the shot clock. Carly Hoback will drive in, and she gets it knocked away, but it'll be a foul, looks like, on Cassidy Mihalko for the Lancers. That'll be Mahalko's first personal third team foul for the Lancers in the quarter. Carly Hoboak will go to the line for your Penguins.
Great job by the Penguins in the offense to kick and drive. The defenders running up, trying to close out on them, but they're closing out too much. So the Penguins are just taking the ball to the basket, and as the other defender reacts, you just skip it to the open player, and that's what they're doing beautifully right now.
I agree with you. That works so well as Ashley Sorensen returns for Sandra Ikiora. The drive kick, I love that because it gets your players an opportunity to get an open layup if it occurs. If not, kick it out to an open shooter. Because when you drive, as Carly Hoboak knocks down her second, when you drive, it collapses the defense, and then it leaves your shooters, Carly Hoboak, Alexis Price, Alana Scott, Natalie Diaz, on the perimeter open. On the right side will be Courtney Nelson. She'll drive in, and she will be fouled hard. And, you know, it'll be Ashley Sorensen.
I don't see it.
Courtney Nelson drove into the lane, kind of jumped up in the air, flailed a little bit, didn't really land on her feet, kind of landed on her side, and the whistles will blow in the direction of Ashley Sorensen as she picks up her second personal third team foul of the quarter for the Penguins. So that's Nelson. We'll knock down her first one from the line tonight. I shouldn't say tonight. I should say of her two that she gets here.
And for Cal Baptist, Lexi Ram is seeing her first playing time. I like this move by Coach Jared Olson, as she's played 20 games this year but hasn't started any of them. But she's been a huge impact for the team, scoring 9 a game.
The sixth woman, if you will, as that second one from Nelson was no good. She walks away from the line, 1-of-2. Penguins lead 36-32. Natalie Diaz working the paint. Great spin cycle 360 move in the lane as she went up. Didn't need the glass. Just got all bottom of the bucket there on that layup. Brilliant spin move in off of Nelson, and bringing it up the other way is Aaron Asher for the Lancers. Three ball on the way by Lexi Ram. No good. Rattles in and out. Rebound Alana Scott going the other way with it as the clock rolls and approaches 5 minutes to go here in the first half. There's the extra pass again as Carly Hoboak gets a wide open three. Can't hit it though. Carly Hoboak, the three-point specialist for the Penguins. You don't see that very often. You don't see Carly Hoboak miss a three-pointer where there's nobody but her on one half of the court. Three ball on the way. Deep three by Lexi Ram, and she'll rattle it in. That was a 26-footer from Lexi Ram. Lexi Ram showing off her range here. Got a little bit of Steph Curry range, if you will. Carly Hoboak has the ball right side for the Penguins. She'll throw it cross-court. Alexis Price in the corner thought about a three. Instead, she'll back it out. So Penguins, again, we're seeing the extra passes. That pass down low to Natalie Diaz. As she saves it off of a Lancer defender, it will go off of the hip of Courtney Nelson. Instead, coming up with it is Aaron Asher. Three ball by Diaz. Left. She missed it left. No good. A little bit of a scrum as Carly Hoboak just dives on it. Coach Tim Lacoste with Carly Hoboak on the floor got the timeout called before it looked like Cassidy Mahalko could go over there and get a jump ball call, which would have favored the Lancers here as the Penguins got the last jump ball call. So great job by Coach Tim Lacoste noticing that Carly Hoboak was in a little bit of trouble there. Couldn't necessarily get it up herself. And calling the timeout as we'll go into a media timeout. 4:14 overhead here as we go into the timeout. We would like to hear a word from our sponsor, San Rafael Joe's.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42,
come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
Coming out of that media timeout, leading scorer for your Penguins, still Sandra Ikiora with 15. She's got 6 boards, so Sandra Ikiora flirting with a double-double here early in the first half. Leading scorer has changed for the Lancers, though. It is now Cassie Mahalko. She has 12 to Camille Diaz's 11 points. Leading rebounder for the Lancers, Tori Mitchell, she seemed to be play the tree role for the Lancers here in the paint, as she actually picked up a couple of quick fouls on Ikiora, and we haven't seen her in the ball game since. So she really seemed to be the force down low for the Lancers on both sides of the ball. But a couple of quick fouls, she got in a little bit of trouble, and we haven't seen her since. So we'll see if we see her again here before the first half is over, or we'll see if Coach Jared Olson waits till the second half to put her back in the ballgame. Penguins have it going the other way. Natalie Diaz drives the lane. She gets it up off the glass. She'll knock it down, and she'll go to the line with an and one. Natalie Diaz, brilliant move. Straight down the lane.
She was not messing around on that drive to the basket. She knew she was getting to the basket some way, somehow, and she ended up making the bucket with the contact.
Yeah, she blew right by Emma Marigioli. Didn't care. Marigioli kind of turned around and went, oh, there goes Natalie Diaz, and grabbed onto her. That sent Diaz to the line, but she will miss her and one attempt. Penguins lead 40-35 as we approach 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Have it on the left side for the Lancers is Mihalko, and she'll kick it over to the corner. Three ball on the way, and she'll knock it down. That is Aaron Asher with the long three ball from the far corner. So Asher's good from downtown, and the Penguins will work it down low to Ashley Sorensen. Instead, they'll kick it out to Diaz, who had a lane to drive through, but instead she'll kick it out to Holbrook. From my point of view, it looked like Natalie Diaz had a clear lane to drive. I guess she didn't want to be as selfish as a shot clock rolls 10 seconds to shoot here. Natalie Diaz has it right corner at 7 to shoot. She'll drive baseline, 6 to shoot. Whistles everywhere as it'll be a foul on Cassidy Mihalko. Excuse me, not Cassidy Mihalko. That'll be Lexi Ram. That's her first personal fifth-team foul for the Lancers as Sandra Ikiora getting ready to check back in for the Penguins. So Ikiora, your leading scorer, is looking to tack on. Natalie Diaz at the line as the Penguins are in bonus. Her first one, no good. A little too deep, straight up off the back of the rim. Ikiora will come in place of Ashley Sorensen.
I really love the way that Natalie Diaz is playing this game. Attacking aggressively, getting into the paint, and drawing those fouls. She also had 11 rebounds her last game, so she's continuing that play of aggressiveness.
And Diaz knocks down her second as she now has 8 for the ball game, so she's right behind Ikiora. She is second on the leaderboard for points this game. Driving the lane was Asher. She got stopped by Price and Ikiora. Instead, she'll kick it out. That'll be Olivia Weber knocking down the long two for the Lancers. So bringing it the other way for your Penguins, Alexis Price. She had an opening. Looked like she had some room there, some separation for a three ball. Instead, they'll kick it to Natalie Diaz in the corner. Three ball. Ah, just in and out. And I know Joseph Gutierrez, Brandon Cadiz, and I all thought she was going to knock that one down. Natalie Diaz has done very few things wrong tonight. Driving the lane for the Lancers is Aaron Asher. She'll go up off the glass. No good. Rebound Mihalko, and she'll back things back out. Lexi Ram goes in over Ikiora, high off the glass, and she gets it to fall. So the Lancers now take their first lead in several minutes here over your Penguins. They lead 42-41, 2.5 to go in the first half. See if the Penguins can get the outside shooting game going, as it's gone pretty quiet here in the late goings of the second quarter. Kali Holbrook in the right corner. She'll dish it to Sandra Ikiora in the paint. Ikiora up off the glass, looking for a foul call. Olivia Weber not giving her any room as running the floor going the other way was Lexi Ram, and she runs right over Natalie Diaz. So Natalie Diaz has been all over the floor tonight. She takes that charge for the Penguins to get them another possession and erase that one for the Lancers. Great job by Natalie Diaz.
Great defense by the Penguins, especially by Diaz, to get back, get set, and take the charge.
Great job by Natalie Diaz knowing where she was on the court, knowing that she was not in the restricted area and she could set her feet and be stone solid as Ram drove the paint. As Ikiora with the second chance points, put your Penguins back on top. That shot was no good from Natalie Diaz on the left side. Ikiora goes up alley-oop style, gets it back, puts it up off the glass in the air. She drew the foul as well as Ikiora goes to the line, and she'll have a chance to put your Penguins up by two if she can knock down her and one free throw, as Nelson will return in place of Weber, and Diaz will also return in place of Lexi Ram. So Ikiora is at the line for the Penguins as she got that missed shot by Natalie Diaz, put it back up off the glass, drew the contact. That foul was on Olivia Weber, her second personal.
Although she did grab that second chance opportunity there, it looks like as if the Lancers are actually playing her defensively closer with double teams and triple teams.
You're right. I mean, before she wasn't even drawing any contact in the paint, and once Tori Mitchell got a couple of fouls on her, they've started to play her a little more tightly in the paint. That three ball from Camille Diaz, she had a wide open. And what I mean, when I say wide open, I mean she was standing in the corner with the ball for a good, what, 3 seconds,
yeah,
4 seconds?
She took her time, looked around, like set up.
She spun the ball a couple of times. She counted the thread.
She could have made a phone call.
And she missed it. All the and you know, those are the toughest shots.
They definitely are.
I mean, how many times you've seen people miss more shots like that than any other kind of shot in the game, as Natalie Diaz missed her first from the line and so, missed her second from the line.
Yeah, so strange that you just people miss. Those are the hardest shots to make.
Going the other way is Courtney Nelson. She'll go up off the glass and bump into Natalie Diaz. Natalie Diaz in the wrong place at the wrong time. Natalie Diaz will pick up the foul. That is her second personal, fourth team foul for the Penguins of the quarter. So that'll send Nelson to the line. But going back to that shot, I mean, Diaz had literally all day and couldn't knock it down. And we see that so much. The Penguins gave her a couple seconds before they even realized that she was over there with the ball. They were looking around. Who has the ball? Who has it? Oh, Diaz has it in the corner. And she just launched a wide open three. And fortunately for the Penguins, she missed. Second free throw up and good as she makes both. That was Courtney Nelson from the line. Lancers lead 44-43, 1:40 to go. Penguins have a 3-on-1 go down the court. Iqr up off the glass. And she gets it to fall over Diaz. So Penguins had a 3-on-1. Holbrook from half court to Iqr to put your Penguins back on top by one. This has been a really good first half. Not the first half Cal Baptist expected, but definitely the first half that the Penguins expected as that three ball was launched and no good by Aaron Asher. Rebound Alexis Price going the other way quickly for your Penguins as she thought about blowing by Diaz. Instead, she'll pass it over to the right side to Carly Hoboken as they try to go inside to Sandra Iqr, and it got stolen away. Bringing it the other way is Nelson for the Lancers. She drives, puts a shoulder into Iqr, and Iqr on the shot attempt says, no, you will not put your shoulder into me. Instead, I'll just swat your shot out of bounds. How's that? Iqr, such a force in the paint on the defensive side. We've seen her block multiple shots again and again as that three ball is good by Camille Diaz. So that'll put the Lancers back on top, 47-45. Clock ticking now, under 50 seconds here to go in the first half. Alexis Price working on Aaron Asher. Instead, she'll kick it to Holbrook, right side. Thought about a three, no. They'll get it down low to Alexis Price, and Holbrook will drive the lane. She'll pick up her dribble, and she'll kick it back out to Natalie Diaz. Alexis Price had a three. Instead, she'll blow by Asher. She'll go up off the glass. Alexis Price, and we've seen her do that so many times with the left hand from the left side, go high up off the glass over a defender that's significantly taller than her. As not even a second differential between the game and shot clock here, and the Lancers will more than likely hold it for the last shot attempt of the half as Asher has it top of the key. They're watching the shot clock tightly as Nelson has it left side. She'll dump it off to Ram in the paint. Ram goes up, and I guess she was fouled by Natalie Diaz. I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, I think she was. They hit her in the wrist. Good cut there by Ram, though.
Yeah, it looked like Nelson was going to hold it, maybe kick it back out for a long three for the last shot. Instead, Ram cutting, noticing the Penguin defense was nowhere to be found, straight down the lane, and great job by Nelson to find her as Ram knocks down her first.
Yeah, Natalie Diaz just fell asleep just for a second, but a second too long, and
can definitely cost you.
Yeah,
yeah, that was her third foul, and you don't want to pick that up with only 10 seconds left in the half.
You're absolutely right, as there's 9 seconds to go and ticking as Alexis Price brings up quickly seven top of the key. Alexis Price will drive left side. She'll lose the handle and it'll go out of bounds. And they will give it to the Lancers with 3.4 seconds on the clock. So like you said, you do not want to pick up your third foul, especially on a silly foul like that where she has the bucket, right? I mean, Stuart Horn and I had a conversation about this, you remember, in the HPU game about picking up your third foul early on in the game as Cal Baptist will take a timeout here. Picking up your third foul, is it necessary? Would you rather have her make that easy layup? Or she has a chance to miss it also. You know, there's always the opportunity that she misses it. And keep your third foul. So that way you still have three to work with in the second half. You don't want to go in the second half with three already, because then Coach Tim Lacoste has to worry about playing time. And if you pick up one right away early in the second half, like halfway through the third quarter, then he has to worry about, do I keep her out there? Do I bring her on the bench and save her for a critical time? But when Natalie Diaz has put up 8 points for your Penguins, second leading scorer, you don't want to have to take her out of the game. You don't want to put your coach in that sort of position. As the inbound for the Lancers here goes to Asher, right side. Asher kicks it right to Ram, and she'll knock down the three at the end of the first half. If you ask me, that three ball should not have counted, and here's why. Asher was driving right in front of us here on Media Row. and she bounces it off her foot. You know, to me, that's a kickball. Maybe not. Maybe you actually have to kick it instead of bounce it off your foot. And fortunately for the Lancers, it went right to Lexi Ram in the corner, and she knocked down the three with 0.4 seconds left as it left her hand. And they'll take a 51-47 lead at half.
You can't script it. You really can't script
you,
this.
You really can't. You really can't.
But
yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, momentum now on the Lancers' side with that four-point lead. And it was a good thing to note here on Media Row, Coach Tim Lacoste wanted to put in Ashley Sorensen for that last play, but she just wasn't able to get in. And that height advantage would have disrupted that play right here, right in front of us, her taller length, and they're trying to stop that three-point shot on the top of the perimeter. And with Sorensen in, they could have definitely prevented that play from happening.
Yeah. So at the end of the first half, Lancers lead your Penguins 51-47. Lancers have a four-point lead. Penguins led by as much as eight in the first half. Leading scorer for your Penguins, Ikeor, she's got 19-9. 19 points for Ikeor, 9 rebounds. You know, if I had to take my best guess, I'd say another double-double for Sandra Ikeor by the time this one is over. Second behind her is Natalie Diaz. She has 10. 5 boards herself, so Natalie Diaz may be flirting with another double-double if she can get herself a couple boards here in the second half. Diaz is 4 for 10 indoors. Sandra Ikeor, 9 for 17 indoors. So Ikeor and Diaz leading the Penguins here offensively and defensively. They both play great defense, and leading scorer for the Lancers is Camille Diaz with 14. So as we're coming up on 13 minutes to go here, I'd like to remind you, 13 minutes until the second half, that is, I'd like to remind you that Dominican University of California's basketball broadcasts on Penguin Radio are brought to you by our sponsor, San Rafael Joe's. San Rafael Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant located in downtown San Rafael that has served the Marin community since 1947. Thank you, San Rafael Joe's, for your sponsorship. And don't go anywhere. Tune back in about 10 minutes, 12 minutes. We'll have the second half for you here. Joseph Gutierrez, fan favorite on play-by-play. So make sure you tune back in. You're listening to Radio Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, bringing you live NC2A Women's Division II basketball on the radio home of the Penguins.
Broken sky, hearted. Joseph here, Forrest and Brandon here to bring the game to you. We got a close one here as the number 10 undefeated in the conference, Cal Baptist Lancers, lead your Lady Penguins 51-47 here at halftime. As Dominican had a 5-point swing at the end as the Lancers hit a miraculous buzzer beating three after the ball went off one of the Lancers' foot, ended up in one of the Lancers players' hands as they hit the three at the end to make it 51-47. But the Penguins sticking in there with the 9-0 in the conference Lancers, number 10 ranked nationally Lancers. And Dominican putting up a good fight, playing great defense, and Sandra Ikeora having a great game with 19 points, 9 rebounds.
Yeah, miraculous, a little bit of an understatement. I mean, they channeled their inner Harlem Globetrotter with the kick pass at the end of the half. No, both teams playing really well. Penguins sticking in this one. I mean, they believed it. Cal Baptist didn't believe that this was going to be a 51-47 ball game at half. We believed it, definitely believed it, as the Penguins will have it here. Starting the second half, which is good for them. As you mentioned, the 5-point swing, this gives them an opportunity to get back within a possession. I mean, that's all you're trying to do. It's you play the game one possession at a time.
And the key to this game was if Dominican could have competed with the amazing shooting that the Lancers typically have. They shoot as a team of 48%, but heading into the halftime stats right here, Dominican is out shooting them 47-44%. And they just need to hit the free throws because they're 3 for 10, your Penguins, but the Lancers are 13 for 18. Nail those free throws, and you have yourself a lead here for Dominican.
And we heard Coach Tim Lacoste say that right to the three of us right before this second half got underway, free throws.
As here we go in the second half, Taylor Deneau for your Penguins brings up the ball. They give it in to Ikeora. Ikeora makes a move, goes up, contact, no good, rebound. Rebound Lancers, and here come the Lancers the other way. Courtney Nelson dumps it off to Cassidy Mahako as she puts it in. So Lancers score first in the second half, 53-47.
We've seen that baseball pass. They did it again, three quarters court, all the way down, as you said, all the way down to Mahalko.
As Diaz puts up the shot, acrobatic shot at that, goes off the rim, rebound Lancers, and here they go, try to score a basket. Diaz thought about the three. They give it to Nelson for three, no good. Rebound, Alana Scott, the long rebound, and here come the Penguins, Natalie Diaz. Diaz to Deneau. Deneau pump fakes, gets a screen from Mike Yora, drives, kicks it out, stolen by Camille Diaz, and here come the Lancers the other way. She dumps it off to Mahalko. Mahalko gets blocked by Diaz, but we got a foul on Natalie Diaz, and that would be her fourth foul as a replacement already coming in for Natalie Diaz.
And we talked about this at the end of the first half, you know, on that play where Diaz fouled, I think it was Ram going in for an easy layup to pick up her third, and I said, you don't want to pick up that third foul. You want to go into the second half with two if you can, because if you pick up a quick foul early in the third quarter, you can see yourself on the bench until late in the fourth. And here she is picking up her fourth with 9 minutes left in the third quarter.
Diaz going to take a break, probably a long break, with them four fouls as Mahalko puts up the second free throw, and that goes in. So she makes both. 55-47, 9 minutes to go. Alexis Price has checked in for your Penguins. Price gives it off to Deneau. Deneau drives left, puts up the shot. No, overshoots the layup. She had it wide open, and she's upset that she missed such a wide open shot like that.
She double pumped, and she didn't really need to. She thought the defender was going to go up, and they didn't.
As Nelson does the acrobatic reverse layup. What a shot there by Nelson. She puts it up in. Lancers up by 10.
The Penguins had great defense on that play. Great defense. And she just puts up, as you said, the acrobatic reverse layup. I mean, it's hard to defend when there's only one of you down there guarding the baseline.
And Alexis Price on the other end, mental mistake, travels with the ball. She tried to pass it. She kind of skipped, and she travels with the ball. So another turnover for the Penguins. Timeout, Coach Lacoste, with 8:30 remaining here in the third quarter, and the Penguins are off to a horrible start. Down 10 right now to the Lancers, 57-47.
And this is a common theme we've seen here with this team. They always hang on, but they're not able to pull it off in the end. I think this is a great timeout by Tim Lacoste. Try to regroup here, limit the turnovers, and we've seen Mahalako just sneak by that left baseline on those three-quarter baseball passes, and they really need to stop. They really need to stop her and get back on defense much quicker.
And good job here by the Lancers coach Jared Olson, as he made some second half adjustments, and his team is responding to what he said in the locker room. Whereas for the Penguins, Coach Lacoste was telling us three before the start of the second half, that the team needed to step up and what he wanted the team to do, and the players have just not responded. And that's not on Coach Lacoste, that's just on the players, and they needing to respond to hang with this very good team. They're on a 15-game win streak. The Penguins just can't think that the Lancers are just going to go away this easy. And the Lancers have shown that they are here to play, and they are here to run up the score if they have to make a statement here.
Yeah, and coming out of the second half, you mentioned the locker room conversation with Coach Olson for the Lancers. It looked like they got off to a similar start in the second half like they did the first half. They play fast. Baseball passes down the court. We saw those early in the first half and here early in the second half.
That's Camille Diaz for the Lancers. Throws it in to Nelson in the post, guarded by Deneau. Nelson puts up the shot, and that goes in. Courtney Nelson with two tough, difficult shots, and she's able to put them both in. 59-47, Lancers in the lead. Deneau drives. She puts up the layup. So 59-49, quick answer there by the Penguins.
Great recovery by Deneau. You know, I don't think she could play better defense on the other end of the floor than she did right there. Just got unlucky as the shot fell.
Diaz has the ball. She's passes to Nelson. Nelson puts it inside. Stolen by Aikiora. Aikiora one-on-one with Nelson. Contact. No call and the missed layup. And here come the Lancers the other way. Nelson gives it inside. Blocked there by Aikiora. What a block. Rebound Lancers. They put up the shot and she gets fouled. Mitchell gets blocked by Aikiora, but unfortunately for the Penguins, the Lancers ended up with the ball. Mitchell got it back, puts up the shot, and she gets fouled, and Deneau looks hurt.
You know, to go back to that rejection by Aikiora, I keep replaying it in my head, and all I see is LeBron James in the NBA Finals. That's exactly what it looked like. She flew in from the lane. The layup, you know, went up. Oh, Nelson thought she had a nice, easy layup. Here comes Ikior. Rejects it off the glass, as you mentioned. It looked like Taylor Deneau got hit in the head. That's not a good sign.
Yeah.
She comes off the court, and it looked like just agony.
Yeah, it did not look good here for Taylor Deneau or the Penguins, as she's with the trainer now on the sideline as Natalie Diaz checks in, and she's got to be careful because she has four fouls. As Mitchell puts in the first free throw, 60-49, 7:34 remaining here in the third quarter at the Conlin Center. Second free throw rattles in, actually. It looked like it was going to go out, but it went in. 61-49, Lancers have a commanding 12-point lead here, 3 minutes into the third quarter. Diaz checked back in. She has the ball right now. She's posting up. She puts up the left-hand shot. No good. Tip. Rebound, Ikiora. Ikiora puts it up, and she gets fouled. And she will head to the line shooting two. And right now with Taylor Deneau going out for the Penguins, there's a lot of pressure here on the Penguin team, but especially Ikiora, who is one of the star players for this team.
Sandra Ikiora is shooting at 60% on the season here. Let's see if she can knock down these free throws and cut the deficit for your Penguins.
As it rattles in, Ikiora struggled in the beginning of the year shooting free throws, but over break, she has improved a lot at the free throw line. This is one of the one part of the game where she knows she needs to improve it, and she's done a very fantastic job practicing and putting in the hours to make the shot. She misses the second free throw. Rebound Diaz, and we got a jump ball. And the Lancers will take possession. So Ikiora gets only one of two there at the free throw line. 61-50, Lancers in the lead as the Lancers bring it up with 7 minutes to go here at the Conlin Center. Ball goes into Courtney Nelson, who's been very active in this third quarter. She dumps it in to Milhako, and she'll put in the basket. 63-50, Lancers in the lead.
Milhako with 18 points and the leading scorer for the Lancers.
Price gets it into Ikiora, and she gets blocked there by Olivia Weber. What a block there by Olivia Weber on Ikiora. Lancers have the ball now. Nelson has it at the top of the key. She drives left. She puts up the shot. She gets blocked by Diaz. Good defense there by Diaz to not let the shot get up and get blocked, and also not picking up her fifth foul. As Weber puts up the shot, and that is good. Defense kind of fell asleep there. Ikiora wasn't guarding her. Weber was wide open. She puts in the shot from the elbow. 65-50, Lancers with a 15-point lead here at the Collins Center. Traveling here now by Natalie Diaz, and it looks like the Penguins are just falling apart here in the second half.
Tim Lacoste with his hands on his head, and these are just mental mistakes that you just cannot commit against a number one ranked team in the division.
And we got a foul on Alexis Price holding Aaron Asher on the inbound play. First personal for Alexis Price, third team foul for the Penguins. As Asher has it for the Lancers. They give it into Nelson. Nelson dumps it off. Three ball. No good. Rebound Alana Scott. Scott drives right here, right in front of us in media row. She gives it off to Alexis Price. Price pump fakes. Trying to get an Ikiora, and it's stolen there by Nelson. What a read there by Nelson. She wasn't guarding Ikiora, but she saw that Price wanted to give it into Ikiora, and she stole it. And now she drives down, puts up the layup, and that goes in. Another difficult layup there by Courtney Nelson. She has 11 tonight. Lancers up by 17. Here comes Diaz. Diaz gets blocked. No basket before the shot. Foul on Courtney Nelson.
Yeah, the Penguins are looking really different here in the second half. They're throwing passes that are predictable to the inside to Ikiora, and props to them, to the Lancers adjusting defensively. As we mentioned, we were surprised earlier that they weren't able to do it, but now they're doing it in this second half.
And for the first time for the Penguins, Alyssa Lorenzo and Jade Castro checking for the Penguins as Ikiora gets the pass, and she puts it in. So 67-52, Ikiora now has 22 points in tonight's game. Lancers have the ball. Shot goes up. Blocked. Rebound, though, and foul on Ikiora. Rebound there by Olivia Weber. She goes up, and she's fouled by Ikiora. And that's her second personal foul on tonight's game. 14th foul for the Penguins. As Weber will go to the line for the Lancers, and first one is no good. 5:19 remaining in this third quarter. Lancers have a commanding 15-point lead, make it 16 as Weber puts in the second free throw. 68-52, Lancers in the lead. Lorenzo drives, kicks it out to Diaz. Diaz drives, she puts up the right-hand shot, and she gets blocked, but foul called on Lexi Ram. And that's her third personal foul for Ram, as Diaz will go to the line for the Penguins.
Yeah, the whistle there a bit late, and she did a great job of selling it, throwing her hands up.
Free throw goes in as Sorensen checks in for Ikiora, and it looks like Taylor Deneau is okay because she will be checking back in for the shooter, Natalie Diaz, if Diaz makes this free throw, and she does it. Rebound Lancers. 68-53, Lancers in the lead, 5 minutes. Asher to Lexi Ram for three. No good. Rebound Sorensen. And here come the Penguins. Castro pushing the ball. Looking up court to find someone. She finds Scott. Scott gives off to Diaz. Diaz drives. She loses it. And here come the Lancers. Another turnover for the Penguins. Asher, she has it. Kicks it out. Shot up for the Lancers. Three ball. No good. Rebound Weber. Weber puts up the shot, and that goes in. Another offensive rebound there for Weber, and she's able to cash in on the opportunity.
Penguins now in double-digit turnovers, and that's not in territory you want to be here if you're trying to beat the number 10 team in the country.
As Diaz gets fouled, she puts up the layup. No good, but she will go to the line and shoot two. Foul on Lexi Ram. Fourth personal foul, and we have a media timeout. Here at the Conlin Center, again, you are listening to Dominican Penguin basketball on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, as we will hear a word from our sponsors.
I've been golfing all my life. I eat golf. I sleep golf. My wife get mad at me. All I do is golf.
If you love golf and you love Dominican University of California, play golf where the Penguins play. Peacock Gap Golf Club is the home to DU Golf, 333 Biscayne Drive in San Rafael. Book your tee time online at peacockgapgolfclub.com or give us a call, 415-453-4940.
I love golf.
Hi, this is Rod Gilarducci, head golf professional at Peacock Gap Golf Club. I'd love to see all Dominican fans come enjoy our championship golf course.
And thank you to our sponsors, the Peacock Gap Golf Club here in Marin. Lancers up 70-53, and it looked promising for the Penguins at halftime, only down by four. But a horrible third quarter, or horrendous, or whatever word you want to describe this third quarter for the Penguins. It just has not been good. Turnovers, mental mistakes, missed opportunities, and just no defense at all.
Yeah, Natalie Diaz is driving in, and she's been the star player so far in the second half. They need to get other Penguins going for them to cut this deficit in half at least.
As Diaz puts in the first free throw, 4:22 remaining here in the third quarter. Penguins down 17. Second free throw by Diaz is no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Ashley Sorensen, who was trying to grab the rebound for the Penguins. As Taylor Deneau will check back in, and that's a good sign for the Penguins.
And I like that move by Coach Tim Lacoste putting Deneau back in. Not only in place of Diaz, but Deneau, who we know got injured. Coach Tim Lacoste probably saving Diaz for those critical minutes late in the game in the fourth quarter.
As Camille Diaz, being guarded by Alyssa Lorenzo of the Penguins, gives it to Weber. Weber needs to do something with it before the five-second call. Diaz gets it. She puts up the shot, drives baseline, and gets fouled by Alyssa Lorenzo, her first of the night. And Camille Diaz will shoot two for the Lancers.
Alyssa Lorenzo did a great job of covering Diaz there throughout the entire play, but just as she got in, she committed a foul and just hacked her on the hand.
Diaz shoots the first free throw, and that's good. What a beautiful shot there by Diaz. Good form. Good release. Nothing but net for Camille Diaz as Lorenzo will check out, and Carly Holbok will check in for your Penguins.
Yeah, Holbok checks in, and hopefully they can get her going and start nailing some three-pointers because this lead is looking not good. They're up by 18.
Yep. As Brandon said, Penguins down 18, 72-54. Deneau has it, crosses over, puts up the shot. Little contact there. Defender falls, no call, and she misses the layup. And, again, she is just upset with herself that the ball is just not going in.
And that's one that we've seen Deneau make over and over again. Spin around the defender, make them move, make them go the other way, put it up off the glass.
And we got a hand check on Taylor Deneau, but I did not see anything right there. I thought that was great defense by Taylor Deneau.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Joe. I did not agree with that call. Great defense by Deneau. Used her body. I did not see the hand check, as you mentioned.
As Deneau is out of the game, and that is her fifth foul. So she will have the rest of the night off. Natalie Diaz, with four fouls, will check back in for the Penguins. Nelson's free throw, first free throw was no good. 72-54, Lancers in the lead. 3:43 remaining here in the third quarter at the Conlin Center. Second free throw is good. Lancers extend the lead to 19. As Castro brings up the ball for your Penguins, Diaz drives. Kicks it out to Holbok. Holbok looking for something. She gives it off to Castro. Penguins need to get something going with 16 seconds on the shot clock. Diaz drives, puts the shot. She gets fouled. And again, with Aikiora on the bench, Natalie Diaz has been the main offensive vocal point for the Penguins as she's going to the line for a third time here in this third quarter.
And I like that move by Diaz, not being aggressive or faded by the fact that she does have four fouls. She doesn't care. She's going to go in, go be aggressive, and go in just as hard as she did before.
As she misses the first free throw.
With Taylor Deneau taking the night off, Jade Castro is up there at the point, and her height's definitely going to be a factor in here. At one of the shortest players in the league, she's lobbing up passes, and that's going to be risky here, forcing turnovers.
Second free throw good here by Diaz, 73-55. Lancers in the lead. 3 minutes to go here in the second half as Weber thought about a three. Gives it off to Diaz. Diaz kicks it to Nelson. Three by Asher, no good. Rebound Penguins. Penguins got to get something going here with only 3 minutes remaining. Down 18. Diaz drives again. She kicks it off to Castro. Castro thought about the three. Decided not to. Looking for a better shot as she has it here on the baseline. Brings it out. 13 seconds to go for the Penguins to shoot the ball. Now 10. Castro has to get the screen from Sorensen. 8 seconds. Diaz now back to Castro. 5 seconds. Holbrook tries to shoot the three. Blocked. And here come the Lancers. Nelson's got an easy layup, and she'll put it in. 75-55. Lancers are now up by 20
and that was
on the Penguins.
Yeah, Joe. And that was a prime example there of just the defense that the Lancers are playing, and that was, as I mentioned before on the previous play, with Castro and her height at only five feet, she's not going to be able to get to the inside. They're going to be using the shot clock. They're going to go deep into the shot clock, and that was evident there on that play. But going deep into the shot clock doesn't always mean you're doing a good job of moving the ball. So they were sending screens for Castro, but they weren't able to get anything out of that play.
You know, I like what you said about using the shot clock and getting an open shot. I don't know about using the whole shot clock, but using more of it to get an open shot. You need points. You're down 20. Yes, we still do have the fourth quarter to play, but if you want to contend in that fourth quarter, you have to get back in it right now.
Yeah, it seems like there's no fight from the Penguins right now, like you guys have been saying. And you can feel it in the crowd, in the energy of this arena. It's just all Lancers right now. The crowd's not into it. They're more into the music playing right now during the break than they are to the game. As 2:30 remaining here in the third quarter, Lancers have a stranglehold on this game, up by 20 right now. Penguins looking for some sort of life, and as Alana Scott steps out of bounds on the sideline, and that's another turnover.
And I did not agree with that. She, from my angle here, she did not step out of bounds. Too bad we don't have replay here, guys, right?
Yeah, we're sitting right in front of where she's at. I mean, okay.
As Asher was out of control, loses the ball, throws a turnover. Holbrook on the other end for three, no good. Rebound, Asher. So the turnover does not cost the Lancers, as the Penguins were unable to cash in on that opportunity. Asher has it. She puts up the layup, and that is in. Too easy. She just drove right to the basket. 77-55, Lancers up by 22.
Like you said, she didn't make it look easy. I don't know if that's fatigue on Natalie Diaz's part or the fact that she has four fouls, but both could play a factor there in her maybe not contesting as tightly as she might have.
As Ikeora getting doubled, she kicks it out to Castro. Castro thought about the three, and she tried to get him back to Ikeora. Tipped, lands to Diaz. Diaz drives baseline. She puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Ikeora. She puts it in. Sandra Ikeora, the only bright spot tonight other than Diaz for the Penguins.
We're not seeing the crisp passing that we saw early in this game, guys. The passing for the Penguins has got pretty lackadaisical.
Ikeora lands on the ball, so turnover Lancers. Here come the Penguins the other way. 4-on-4. Castro drives, puts down her shoulder, puts up the shot, rattles in and out. Rebound, Ikeora. And what hustle there by Ikeora to get the steal on the other end and then run down and get the offensive rebound.
And that's your coach, Tim LaCoste. That's what you want to see right now. Down 20, you want to see your players running the floor and putting in extra effort to get that offensive board, which we know Ikeora puts in a ton of effort, more than extra effort.
As Ikeora gets doubled, she loses the ball. Asher, easy layup at the other end. Another turnover here for the Penguins, and that cost them. Lancers get a bucket out of it, 79-57. 45 seconds remaining in the third. Diaz drives. She gives it to Castro. Castro looking for something, 20 seconds to shoot. They give it in to Ikeora, and she's just getting double-teamed now. She's had nowhere to work with, no room to work with as the Penguins try to get inside of her, but there's always two defenders near Ikeora.
It seems that the Lancers have figured that out here as of late. You know, if you want to slow them down, which they've brought the Penguins to a screeching halt with a 22-point lead, is double Ikeora take her out of the question.
As Ikeora misses the free throw with 38 seconds remaining in the third, Lancers up 79-57 here at the Conlin Center. Ikeora's second free throw is good. She has 25 points in tonight's game.
Only 6.5, though, Joe. That's the big stat for me. 6.5 from Ikeora after she had 19 in the first half. Talk about taking her out of the question.
As the Lancers are taking their time, running deep into the shot clock, 20 seconds to go in the half. Goes off Diaz's foot, almost a backcourt. She's able to save in 6 seconds to shoot. Diaz has it. She drives. It goes 2 seconds. And no shot up. Shot clock violation. As good defense there by Dominican to not allow the Lancers to get a shot off before the shot clock expires.
Jeez, you got to be happy if you're the Lancers on that possession. Everything went wrong, but the ball was recovered by you every time. It was thrown away. It was tipped away. It might have been kicked away right to a Lancer player every single time.
As Diaz has 3 seconds to shoot. 2-1. She drives. 1 second. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Ikeora, but the buzzer goes off, so it does not matter. At the end of three, the Lancers are up 79-58 over the Penguins, as at halftime it was 51-47.
I mean, you said it before. Penguins playing terrible, horrific, whatever you want to say here in the third quarter. It seems like they've lost that fire. They played with such an energy in the first half, down four, as you said, at the break. Came back out. The Lancers, I think, got six quick points, and it's just been an uphill climb from there for the Penguins.
Yeah, everything is going wrong for Dominican. Mentally with the fouls, not getting Ikiora getting stopped. And as you mentioned, Ikiora, it starts with her, and she does most of the scoring on this team, but being able to throw in the inside to her and swinging it back out is really key. And with the fouls of Diaz and Deneau, they've taken the star players out for Dominican in foul trouble, and that's really been the reason why Dominican hasn't been able to come back to this game without those key players, those starting players they have.
And just all around, just bad shooting here from Dominican. Ikiora, 11 of 22 from the field. But after that, it's not really good. Natalie Diaz, 4 of 14. 4 of 11 from the free throw line for Natalie Diaz. 2 of 7 from Taylor Deneau from the field. And Carly Holbrook, the shooter, 1 of 6 from the field. 0 from 4 from the three-point line.
That's a story. That's it right there.
Story of the game for the Penguins as they try to fight their way back into this as Ikiora steals it, and she's going by herself, 1-on-3, puts up the layup, tries to get her own rebound. Diaz ends up with it as she throws it away, and the other Diaz on the Lancers steals it. She goes up with Castro, puts up the shot, no good, rebound Lancers. Shot again, up and good there by Cassidy Mahalko. 81-58, Lancers in the lead, and since halftime, they've outscored the Penguins 30-11. As shot goes up by the Penguins, no good. Diaz thought about a three. She kicks it off. 3-point, no good. Rebound, Alana Scott. Long rebound. She's going to drive. She puts up the shot, and she puts it in over Diaz. 81-60, Lancers in the lead. Or 81-58, excuse me.
No, I think you're right. Oh. I think you're right. There it is.
81-60. 8:50 remaining in the fourth quarter, and we got a foul on Natalie Diaz, and that is going to be her fifth foul, and she is out of the game. Second Penguin tonight to foul out of the game. So here comes Alyssa Lorenzo and Carly Holbrook, both checking in for the Penguins as Diaz is done for the night, and Jade Castro will be heading to the bench also. 8:52 remaining in this game. 81-60. As Diaz has it, she gets blocked there by Ikiora, but unfortunately for the Penguins, it lands right into Tori Mitchell's hands, and she has the easy layup. 83-60, Lancers in the lead. As Lorenzo has it, she drives, puts up the shot. No good, but she gets fouled by Lexi Ram. And Lexi Ram is fouling out of the game. Alyssa Lorenzo will shoot two for the Penguins. As Courtney Nelson will check in for Lexi Ram, who has fouled out of this game. Lorenzo shooting two for the Penguins. First free throw, no good. Another bad night for the Penguins at the free throw line. Second free throw from Lorenzo. No good. Rebound tipped. Lorenzo gets her own rebound. She drives baseline. And we got a blocking foul on Courtney Nelson. Good job there by Lorenzo to get her own rebound, drive to the basket, and get fouled. Penguins will inbound it from the baseline. They give it to Lorenzo. Almost goes over her head. Would have been a back court. Ikiora gets it now. She drives. Beautiful move there to get by Tori Mitchell, and she puts it up and in. 83-62, Lancers in the lead. Ikiora has 27 points tonight.
Ikiora putting on an offensive show, but it's being shadowed by the fact of the deficit of this ball game, Joe.
As Nelson just traveled with the ball, she picked up her pivot foot, and she looked at the ref like, are you serious right now? Turnover there by the Lancers. 8 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Lancers up 21-83-62. Penguins trying to fight back into this game. Alexis Price has the ball.
They're trying to give it into Ikiora, but they got four people around her.
And you're not kidding.
Yeah. Price drives. She gives it off to Lorenzo. Lorenzo head fake, puts up the floater, and that goes in.
Beautiful move there by Alyssa Lorenzo.
Tell you what, it really was. Beautiful is an understatement. Holy cow.
83-64. Lancers in the lead. Dominican showing some sort of life here in the fourth quarter. Mitchell has it for your Lancers. She, nice backdoor pass there by Tori Mitchell. She found Mihalko, who cut to the basket. And what a pass there by Tori Mitchell. 85-64. Lancers in the lead. Wow. What vision there. As a three from Lorenzo. And that is good. Nothing but net from Alyssa Lorenzo. And she's got five quick points here in the fourth quarter.
You know, I love her presence on the court, Joe. She comes in for Diaz and Deneau, who have both fouled out. And she's really been a great replacement here for the Penguins.
As Nelson gives it to Mihalko. Mihalko gives it off. Back to Nelson. 10 seconds to shoot for the Lancers. 9. Nelson drives. Puts up the fadeaway shot. No good. Rebound, Ikiora. And here come your Penguins. Scott to Lorenzo. Lorenzo drives baseline. She puts up the shot. No good. She thought she got fouled. Rebound, Nelson.
Well, so did I. I thought she got fouled, too.
Oh, as I thought that was a travel on the Lancers, but I guess not. Foul on Alana Scott. And the Lancers will go to the free throw line.
And this game with the Lancers leading by 18, they're just going to have to move forward from this game. And with the reserves in, Alyssa Lorenzo has done a great job stepping in this game. Alexis Price has done a great job of stepping into this game. And they're just going to have to move forward, like I mentioned, and continue to work on their game. And with these reserves stepping in, they've done a really great job.
Go ahead.
First free throw by Mergioli is good. Second free throw by Mergioli is good. So two free throws good. Those are her first 2 points of the game. 87-67, Penguins in the lead. I mean, Lancers in the lead. Penguins trying to get
You're
somewhere
just trying to see,
close.
Make sure people were paying
game.
Attention, yeah. Right? That's what it was. Make sure I was paying attention.
Yeah. Ikiora gets the ball inside. She gets double teamed. She puts up the shot, and somehow it goes in. 29 points there for Ikiora. 87-69, Lancers in the lead. 5:50 remaining here in the fourth quarter. As, Lorenzo almost stole the ball. Lancers drive, turnover. Here comes Holbok. Holbok, 3-on-3. Alexis Price saves it, but it actually goes out of bounds. Bad pass there by Carly Holbok, and that's just been the story of the night for your Lady Penguins. Miscommunication, mental mishaps, and just a different team in the second half than what we saw in the first half.
Yeah, on that play, Alyssa Lorenzo was open on the left side, no one guarding her, and, yeah, mental mishaps.
As Mitchell has it, pump fakes, puts up the shot, and that is good. Good pump fake there by Tori Mitchell. Lead back up to 24. The Lancers. Scott drives baseline. She gets blocked. Rebound tipped around. Ikiora ends up with it. Jump ball. And the Penguins will keep possession of the ball. Emily Schmidt about to check in for the Lancers. And she will replace Courtney Nelson.
Coming in for her first minutes of the night, so we'll see what Schmidt can do.
5:10 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Lancers up 20. Price brings it in, gives it to Scott. Try to get it inside to Ikiora. Lorenzo has it again, another head fake, cross back. Puts up the shot, air ball, no good. And here come the Lancers. Rebound there by Mihalko. Asher has it, she gives it off to Mergioli. Mergioli for three, no good. Rebound Mitchell to Mihalko. Mihalko no good. Rebound Mitchell again. She puts it up. No. Mihalko has it. Mihalko gets it back, and she gets fouled. And Mitchell and Mihalko look like they were the only two people want the rebound. Foul on Alana Scott, and that is her fourth personal foul. And we have a media timeout here at the Conlin Center. Penguins down 20. And I hate to say this, but this game's been over since the first couple minutes of the third quarter.
No, it definitely is. Hey, do you guys follow our Twitter page?
I do, yes.
You do follow you follow our Twitter page?
I do.
You
I do. Did.
Okay, so those of you who are listening, still listening, hopefully there's a few of you, go on Twitter. If you don't have a Twitter, make one, please.
It's easy.
And it really is. I don't even know what you have to do anymore. I made mine so long ago.
I think you can connect with Facebook or you just put in an email address or something like that.
Yeah, if it's that easy, go on Twitter. If you don't have one, make one, as I said. @Penguin_radio. Penguin_radio will let you know most of the time, anyways. I've been criticized with keeping up to date. But you will have a tweet every time there is a sporting event on campus, at least one that day. We'll let you know what time the games are and hopefully get a tweet out to you before the game starts, letting you know it's coming up in a few minutes. So last time I said this, we had 150, and I wanted 200, Joe. And I went home. You know how many I had?
How many did you have?
We had 151. So somebody out there is listening, and somebody either followed us or created a Twitter just to follow us. So I want you guys that are listening, go on Twitter, follow us @Penguin_radio. Turn on your notifications. I want to see an improvement in those numbers before tonight's over.
I can guarantee you, folks, it's the best Twitter on Twitter. It's the best Twitter profile, hands down.
I have to agree.
As both free throws are good from Mahalko. 91-69, Lancers in the lead. 4:35 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Final stretch of this game. IQR gets it. Back to Lorenzo. Lorenzo puts up the three. No good. Rebound, number 32, Christine Solana, who checks in for the first time for the Lancers. As Lorenzo steals the ball, we got a jump ball. Good defense there by Lorenzo to wrap up with Olivia Weber as the Lancers will keep possession.
I don't think Alyssa Lorenzo is the person on the Penguins squad that you want to get tied up like that with.
She's definitely not.
No, I think she's got bigger arms than you, Joe.
Yeah, she definitely does. I'm not going to lie. She probably beat me up. She will beat me up. I'm not going to lie right here. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 5 seconds to shoot for the Lancers. Astros has it. Three. She puts up the shot. No good. Rebound, Ikeora. As the Penguins drive, Holboat gives it inside to Scott. Scott puts up the shot, a little mid-post shot there from the baseline. 91-71, Lancers in the lead. Scott has 9 points on tonight's game. As tipped it by Scott, Lancers recover it for them. Asher has it. She gives it off to Solana. Solana thought about the three. Thought twice, passes it. Here comes Asher. Asher will pull the three, though, and that is nothing but net. 94-71, Lancers in the lead. 8 points for Asher off the bench for the Lancers.
A nice line drive shot there. You don't see that too often. Yeah. You usually see the high arc.
Mm-hmm. As Ikeora has it, she puts up the shot. No good. Rebound tipped to Emily Schmidt of the Lancers. Here come the Lancers. Another cross-court pass. Solana drives, pivots, gives it off to Weber. Weber puts it in. Beautiful mid-range shot there by Weber. 96-71, Lancers in the lead. 2:50 remaining in this game. Ikeora puts up the shot. No good. Rebound off Asher's hands, and the Penguins will keep possession. As Brianna Bilton, the 6-foot freshman for the Lancers, will check in for the first time. And Sorensen will check in for your Penguins and replace Ikeora, who finished the game with 29 points. Shot, no good. Rebound, Lancers. Here comes Asher. She gives it off to Schmidt. Schmidt looking for something. She drives, dumps it off to Bilton, who just checked in. 15 seconds to shoot for the Lancers. Asher has it, 10 seconds to shoot, top of the key. She's taking her time. 9, 8, screen, 6, 5, Asher, 4, dumps it off 3 seconds, puts up the shot, no good. And here comes Alana Scott with 2 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Scott loses the ball, stolen by Solana. Solana dumps it off to Asher. Asher back to Solana, a little two-on-one, and she gets fouled by Alexis Price. And Solana will shoot two for the Lancers.
Alexis Price is going to make her work for every single point she gets in this game. Good effort by Alexis Price. You like to see that. You don't want to see a player give up. That's what you don't want to see as a coach. You know, you want, whether you're down, you know, 26 or 6, you know, you want them to play the same way throughout the whole game. And that's what you like to see as a coach. Even though you are down big, you'd like to see them continue to play hard throughout the remaining minutes of the game.
Solana puts in both free throws, 98-71. Lancers in the lead, 140 remaining in the game. Lorenzo has it. She's kind of been the vocal point for the Penguins in this fourth quarter. Castro, who checked back in for your Penguins, has the ball. She dumps it off to Holbrook for three. Holbrook finally gets a three to go. Too little too late, though, for your Penguins as they're down 98-74 with 120 remaining here in the fourth quarter as Asher drives with Alexis Price all over her. Asher puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Sorensen, and she gets fouled there by Schmidt, who reached in.
Now let's see if Dominican can hold them under 100 points and stay at 98. Let's see if they can do that.
That'd be interesting.
That would be a moral victory here tonight for the Penguins. As Holboat gives it off to to Lorenzo, who faked the drive. She passes it. Holboat has it again. 15 seconds to shoot. Castro dumps it off to Lorenzo. Lorenzo for three, and that's good. Her second three in the quarter. She has 8 points tonight. 98-74. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound. And we got an over-the-back call on Emily Schmidt. And that's her second foul of the game. 14 foul for the Lancers. As we hit under a minute now here in the fourth quarter. Penguins have it. Castro gives it off to Lorenzo, to Holbrook. Holbrook drives back to Lorenzo. Lorenzo jab steps, puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Mitchell. And here come the Lancers as Schmidt has it. She dumps it off to Asher. 25 seconds remaining in the game. 17 seconds to shoot for the Lancers as Mitchell puts up the shot. She gets blocked by Sorensen. Rebound, though, ends with the Penguins. Actually, we got a off-ball foul on number 24, Brianna Bilton. And the Penguins will shoot free throws. Sorensen will head to the line for the Penguins.
Let's talk about real quick about Ashley Lorenzo. In the fourth quarter, she's stepped in, and she's done a great job. She's putting in a handling clinic here in this quarter with those crossovers, ball fakes. She's looking like Kyrie Irving out there, guys.
Yeah, she's definitely earned herself some more playing time in future games in the upcoming games in the season. She has definitely been a main vocal point offensively and defensively for this Dominican team as both free throws are missed by Sorensen, and all the Lancers have to do now with no shot clock is just dribble it out. And it looks like the Penguins held the Lancers under 100 points.
Moral victory, yeah.
Moral victory.
Yeah.
As that will do it here for the Lady Penguins as they lose tonight to the Cal Baptist Lancers, 98-77. As it was a close game here at halftime, 51-47. The Penguins are playing great games, but they just couldn't hang on in the second half and couldn't hang with the California Baptist Lancers, who now are still undefeated in the Pac West and up their winning streak to 16. So California Baptist 10-0 in the Pac West, number one in the conference, and they are 19-2 overall, and they will probably move up in the national rankings. They are ranked 10 nationally in
NCAA Division II women's basketball. The Dominican Penguins fall to 10-9 and 6-6 in the Pac West. And they were right there in the middle of the pack in the Pac West Conference. So, guys, just a tale of two different teams here that we saw tonight. One, the first half team played great and were hanging with number 10 ranked National Lancers. And then the second half, I can't explain what happened.
Completely different team, as you said. We saw the Penguins come out. It was a four-point ball game at half. You know, like you said, a five-point swing at the end of the first half put the Lancers ahead. But a whole other team. I mean, it looked like they lost confidence. You know, you can't pull out a victory against the number 10 team in the country when you're not confident. And, you know, confidence, I think, beats talent and skill. I mean, when you can have all the talent and skill in the world and not have any confidence, and it doesn't matter how much talent you have, you know? So I think the Penguins will definitely learn from this one. They're going to go back, look at the second half tape. You know, for the most part, the first half was good. Look at the second half tape and move on from there. So,
yeah, they were definitely confident in the first half, out shooting this team that – the Lancers that shoot amazingly well, 48% on the year as a team, and they were out shooting them in the first half. It's a tale of two halves, and there's nothing else to say. That's been the story so far in the last loss too here at home against HPU. They played a great first half. They're able to hang on early, but they can't close it out in the second half, and they need to do that. Look at the tape. Commit less of those frustration fouls, those turnovers, those mental mishaps, and they just need to move forward.
And yes, Dominican did not play their best game, but you got to give credit to California Baptist as the number ranked 10 national team, number 10 ranked national team in the country. They played like they were supposed to. They came into Dominican, who obviously wasn't the most talented or is the less talented team out of the two. And California Baptist spread the ball around. They had five players in double digits. Cassidy Mohalko ended up with 24 as the leading scorer. So they really did what they came and were supposed to do and played a great game. They kept it close. It was close, and they got a little scared in the first half. But in the second half, it was just a totally different team, a team that looked like the 10th ranked national team. And for your Penguins, Ike Iora was the leading scorer with 29 points. And the second leading scorer after that, Natalie Diaz with 13, but she fouled out and just didn't have a really good shooting night. 4-14 from the field and 4-11 from the three-point line. As that will do it, 98-77, California Baptist with the victory over your Lady Penguins. And in about 20 minutes, we will be back to preview the men's game between California Baptist Lancers and your Dominican Penguins. And we held them under 100. That was, again, another moral victory. And we'll be back here on radio.dominican.edu.